A life well lived has happiness between birth and death. That's sort of a miserable point of view, isn't it? It's a very good one. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A life well lived has happiness between birth and death. How do you live your life? How do you experience who you are and what you are? How do you know what's going on in your world? How do you know what things are really important in your life? Do you really have an enjoyable life? Do you really have a happy life? Are you living the time between life and death in happiness? Well, you can. It all depends on what you want to do, how you want to say it, how you want to be it, how you want to express it. If you are living your life as a beautiful being, as a happy being, as a joyful being, as a fulfilled being, then you're a happy being. What would be the indicators that would show us that we are living a happy life? What would be the things that would be taking place in our life that show us that we have happiness between birth and death? Well, for one thing, we live in a healthy body. This temple of the living God that we call our body here is a healthy body. It's a wonderful body, a complete body, a perfect body, a body filled with joy and goodness and wonder. And that's kind of nice. And living in a healthy body would certainly be an indicator that we're enjoying happiness, because happiness and health certainly go together, don't they? Happiness and health go together just like hand and glove. They are so perfectly suited to one another. When we are living in a healthy body, when we have a body that feels good all the time, when a body really, now there comes the point that hits us right in the eye. We live in a healthy body when we don't know that we live in a healthy body. When we don't know that we're living in a healthy body, we're living in a healthy body because our body does not come to our attention asking for attention. Our body does not come into our awareness asking that we do something about it to make it happier or to take away something that might not be happy. When we live in a happy attitude of mind, a happy body, we are not even thinking about our body. When you run a race, you're a marathon runner, and you're going to run a long race. And you get yourself tuned up for that. You eat properly, you drink properly, you sleep properly, and you exercise properly in preparation for your marathon. And then once you're ready, or at least you think you're ready because the date has come for the race to take place, you get out there and you start running. And as you run, you are not thinking about your body. You're not thinking about, can I do it? You're not thinking about, am I going to run out of breath? You're not thinking about any of those things. All you're thinking about is the joy of running in the marathon. You are running in the marathon with all these other people, and you're looking around you as you're jogging along, just moving along at a beautiful rate. And you feel so good. You feel so content. You feel so peaceful. You feel that all is right with the world. You don't even think about your body. Your body is the last thing in your mind, because you are a healthy person. You live in an ideal body, and your body is trained to do the running that you're going to, that you are asking of it right now, and you're running in a harmonious way. Now you pace yourself. You know how to do that. You know how to run along and feel good about yourself. To breathe deep, not too fast, not too slow, just to breathe normally, to breathe harmoniously and happily. And you're living in a very happy state of consciousness, and you are not aware of your body. Your body does not make claims to you by saying, I hurt, I don't feel good, this is not comfortable, you shouldn't do this, you got the wrong pair of shoes, you got the wrong pair, you should have slept last night instead of going out and partying. See, your body doesn't say those things because you didn't do that. You prepared yourself for your marathon. You slept well. You ate well. You prepared yourself with the proper type of exercises that would tone your muscles so that they could do this very well. And you don't even know that you have a body. If you were to ask a dozen marathon runners, quite likely the dozen marathon runners would say to you, oh, I didn't even think about my body. I didn't even think about it. I had no idea. You might say the marathon was from birth to death, and you didn't even think about it. When we live in our bodies, when we live in our temple, when we live in this vehicle that we call our body, and we take care of it, and we do normal things with it, you don't think of your feet. You don't even pay attention to them. You don't even pay attention to your toes. You don't pay attention to your capillary veins in your body or the veins and arteries in your body. You don't pay any attention to your lungs. You don't pay any attention to anything because you are harmoniously living with it. You are happily living with it. And in this happiness between birth and death, between the beginning of any activity and the end of it, you don't even think of your body. You're living in a perfectly happy body. Can you always live in a perfectly happy body? And the answer is 100% yes. Can you always live in a body, spirit-minded body, that only knows joy and peace and harmony? Yep. Can you only live in a body from the day you're born until the day you move to another dimension? Can you only live in a body that is totally invisible, totally unaware of itself? As we live in a body that is totally invisible and unaware of itself, then we are unaware of it. We are unaware of this body. We are unaware of that vehicle that we have. And then we are experiencing happiness. Oh, yes. We are experiencing happiness, and we are experiencing wonderful happiness. And that wonderful happiness is so fantastic because of one thing. We prepared ourselves for the event. We prepared ourselves for the marathon that we were going to run. Now, before we're born, do we prepare ourselves to enter into this physical body? And do we say we're going to enter into a troublesome body or a happy body or a body that has all sorts of possibilities or a body that is expressing these probabilities and possibilities to a very wonderful degree? How is it that we enter into this life-to-death experience that we have here in our bodies on planet Earth? Well, you can be sure we thought about it before we entered our bodies. And as we thought about it, we were taken off track by something or kept on track by something. It all depended on what our attitude is about who we are. Are we happiness personified, or are we something that is saying we are limited in any way that we're limited? If we say we're limited in any way, if we say our body is limited, it is not healthy, it is not a perfectly functioning body, then that body will not make us happy. So, we know that is true, and we know we can do something about it. So we have this body that is a little bit off-center. We entered into this body improperly for some way, and it's a little off-center, that doesn't mean that all is lost. It only means that, are we going to take this as our way, our forte? Is this going to be how we live our life? Or is it going to be just a clarion call, just a call to to arms that says, hey, wake up. It does not have to be this way. And then we start saying to ourselves, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. Whatever may be our difficulty, we disclaim it. And we disclaim it by claiming the truth about ourselves. If we have some illness of any kind, some disease of any kind, some malfunction of any kind in our body, of any kind, we start immediately saying our body is whole and perfect. We train our parents to say this as they look at our body. We train our neighbors and our children who are also in our family to say this about us. We are whole and perfect. We are whole and perfect. We are whole and perfect. We train ourselves and we train ourselves until we put the new cause in motion. The new cause, which we can do. The new cause of wholeness, so that we live in this ideal, happy body all the days of this human life. All the days of this human life, for whatever length of time it may be. And when we move to another dimension, then are we going to take along the perfect concept of ourself, or are we going to start over again and have to have the same ugly experience that we didn't like when we started this one? What are we going to do about it?